等等。
有谁？
那就是谁？
有周省。周省。
周省。
周省。
小黑可爱。
那我也是皮头。
Father, we do thank you. We can be together. We are your family. And we do the last of us extraordinary doubt because we're so crooked and so deceptive and so slow. But Lord, we thank you. You have given us a high calling. And we don't deserve anything, but it's all of your wisdom and your grace and your love. And we worship and praise you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, dear Savior, our Lord. And thank you, the man spirit, you are doing your work to prepare us for that which you have planned and provided, and we thank you for that. Bless the hour this morning, we pray, quicken us by your spirit, and Lord, enable us to apprehend that for which your hand has come upon us. We pray that we shall not disappoint you, but that you may have your way with us and be glorified forever and ever. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And then we read a few verses in the Epistle to the Hebrews.
And I'll get it to get in the Hebrews.
The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12.
And Hebrews, the 12th chapter. The 12th chapter.
We read from verse 18.
Yeah, that's a part of what's it.
To verse 23. Verse 18 to verse 23.
Hebrews 12, verse 18 to verse 希伯来书第十二章第十八节至第二十三节，你们不是来到那能摩的山，只山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、角声与说话的声音，那些唱劝者声音的，都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的，必定是走兽，也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚至恐惧战惊。 你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之二人的灵魂。
We're reaching something of a climax here.
我们在这里读到的经文是一个高潮。
We've been talking about the church since we came together on Saturday.
又是星期六我们一起的时间，我们就一起来到思想到教会。
And how it is referred to in different ways.
我们怎样从各方面来思想教会。
The church of God.
神的教会。
The household of God,
神的家,
the body of Christ.
基督的身体,
these are metaphors or figures by which the church is spoken of.
这些圣经是用这样来形容教会。
Here in this passage we come to another title, as it were, of the church.
在这里我们就看到教会用另一个名称。
It says, we are come. Verse 23, to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn Ones, which are written in heaven. So this is what we're thinking about particularly this morning, the Church of the Firstborn Ones.
今天我们今天早上就来思想这个诸长子之会。
In some translations, we have the word sons.
在这个翻译里边，嗰度用儿子呢个字。
But in your thrice or in your thrice, it just says the firstborn ones.
但系喺呢个音定本同埋系旧正本嗰度，佢都系用到长子。
Now firstborn is a very special word.
长子系一个好特别嘅字。
It's a peculiar delight to the parent when they can have a firstborn.
咁呢个对嗰个父母嚟讲，佢哋头生嘅，对佢嚟讲系十分嘅宝贵。
I knew a man in Sidmouth.
喺Sidmouth有一个嘅人
who was rather late in being married. He was an alcoholic.
佢就好迟先结婚，佢一个常醉酒嘅人。
But he did marry, and he married a good woman.
咁最后佢系结咗婚，佢系娶咗个好好嘅妻子。
Then he met my wife one day in the street. He said, "I'm going to be a father."
咁样嘅，佢喺街度佢就撞到我嘅妻子，佢就话我想做爸爸啊。
And he had a firstborn.
佢有一个头生嘅儿子。
Well, it's a very special privilege and also pleasure to have a firstborn.
一个好特别嘅。 嘅榮幸同埋喜樂，嗰度係有一個頭生嘅兒子。
Those of you who are parents can appreciate that, I suppose.
嗰啲我哋做父母嘅，我哋就能夠去明白啦。
And those of you who are not parents yet, you may have one day a firstborn.
你哋未作父母嘅，或者有一日，你哋會有頭生嘅兒子。
We read about Reuben in Genesis chapter 49.
我哋喺創世記第39章，我哋就讀到流便。
Genesis chapter 49.
創世記第49章。
Here Jacob is speaking about his sons.
雅各就講到佢嘅兒子。
And he's speaking about their future.
佢就講到佢兒子嘅將來。
Genesis chapter 49.
創世記第49章。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一節同第二節。
Jacob called unto his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father."
創世記第49章第一節同第二節，雅各叫了他的兒子們來，說：你們都來聚集，我好把你們日後必遇的事告訴你們。 雅各的儿子们，你们要聚集而听，要听你们父亲以色列的话。
Talking to his whole family, wanting them to hear what he wants to say.
他就将他的一家的人来到招聚，来到同他讲这个说话了。
He begins with the firstborn.
他开始讲的时候就讲他头生的儿子。
In verse 3.
第三节。
Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. And the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power.
流便啊，你是我的长子，是我力量强壮的时候生的，本当大有尊荣，权力超重。
See how wonderfully Jacob spoke of his firstborn Reuben.
当雅各讲到佢嘅长子流便嘅时候，你睇见佢讲到几咁点样嘅，又要形容佢啦。
The beginning of my might.
佢系我强壮嘅时候生嘅。
Beginning of my strength.
系我嘅长子。
The excellency of dignity.
本当大有尊荣，权力超重。
The excellency of power.
应该系权力超重嘅。
This is how he looked upon his firstborn.
佢系咁样睇佢嘅头生嘅长子。
Supreme. Extra special.
超越嘅，系特别嘅，好特别嘅。
No doubt for this reason.
毫无疑问，为咗呢个缘故。
That the firstborn would naturally be the forecoming of a family.
咁呢个长子就应该喺家庭里边系行头噶啦。
As we read in our text this morning, the firstborn generation, the firstborn of sons.
就好似我哋喺希伯来书第十二章第23节所读到嘅，天上诸长子之会。
You know, the Lord refers to His people as His firstborn.
你知道我们的主讲到属他的百姓，他的子民，是他的头生的。
He speaks to Pharaoh in that way.
他跟法老是这样讲。In
Exodus chapter 4,
在出埃及记第四章,
and verse 22,
出埃及第四章第22节。
Exodus chapter 4,
出埃及记第四章,
and verse
22, 第22节。
Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
他说你对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。
Evidently, attaching particular significance to that fact.
好像他将这个事实来强调他的重要性。
That God speaks of Israel, His people, as His firstborn.
神讲到他的百姓以色列是他的长子。
So firstborn is a word that can refer to an individual or a collection of people.
所以长子可以指着一个个别的儿子，亦都可以指着一个整体的一个群众。
Of course, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is referred to as the firstborn.
我们知道我们的主耶稣，心里边是指着他是神的头生的长子。
He was certainly the firstborn of the Virgin Mary.
他也肯定是从女玛利亚的头生的长子。
He's spoken of as the firstborn of all creation.
但圣经又说到他是创造的，是首生的，被造的首生的。
And the firstborn from the dead.
他也是从死里面首先复活的。
And when he's spoken of in that way as the firstborn from the dead, it means there are going to be many others from the dead. Because the resurrection, of course, does celebrate or forecast many others being raised together with him. Well, now we're thinking this morning about Israel called the firstborn sons.
但今天早上我们就来到思想，以色列被称为头生的长子。
And that carried on into the New Testament applied to the church, the church of the firstborn.
如果你是继续面对新约的时候，教会亦都是被称为首先复，是头生的。
Now the firstborn, as we have said already, is the heir.
我们都提过，首生的就是那位承继的，作为后嗣的那位。
And we read in Romans chapter 8,
我们读罗马书第八章的时候，
If children, heirs,
如果我们同作儿子， 我们就同作后嗣了。
Heirs of God,
是神的后嗣。
Joint heirs with Christ,
是和基督同作后嗣。
That if so be we suffer with him, we shall be glorified with him.
如果我们同他同受苦，就必同他同得荣耀了。
The Lord is anticipating altitude, spiritual altitude for all his people.
神是期望所有属他的人都能够达到属灵的高峰。
And this is one way in which it is described.
这个是其中一个这样的圣经的这样的形容。
You know what altitude means?
你知道高峰是什么意思呢?
It refers to flights which gain height.
是讲到飞机一路不断地来到增加它的高度。
He says these planes can attain to 20,000 feet altitude.
我们说这些飞机能够达到20万里那么高。
And that is the idea that's expressed in firstborn, attaining height.
当讲到长子的时候，亦都是咁嘅意思，系讲到能够达到好高嘅地步。
John the Apostle says, "What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God."
约翰喺约翰一书嗰度话：，看啊，父神向我哋显嘅何等嘅慈爱，我哋竟然能被称为神嘅儿子。
That's wonderful.
这个很奇妙。
It's incredible that we should be called the children of God.
实在不可置信，我们竟然能够被称为神的儿子。
But the Apostle Paul adds, if children, heirs, heirs of God.
但保罗说,如果我们是同为儿子,我们就同作后嗣,是神的后嗣。
Now when we open the book, the epistle to the Hebrews,
让我们看回希伯来书的时候,
we find ourselves, or God's people, addressed in a particular way.
我们就发觉,我们神的子民,神有一个很特别的称呼。
In Epistle to the Hebrews,
啊, 希伯来书,
chapter 1,
第一章,
I'm sorry, not chapter 1, chapter
3. 啊,正在第三章,
Hebrews chapter 3,
啊, 希伯来书第三章,
wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
第三章,希伯来第三章的第一节,同盟天朝的圣洁弟兄啊,你们应当思想,我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
So the people addressed in this epistle are partakers of a heavenly calling.
所以在这封书信里面,正信徒为同盟天朝的。
But we must notice that which precedes that remark.
啊, 但我要留意,在这个,提到这个之前,
Holy brethren.
啊, 他说到圣洁的弟兄,
Holy brethren.
圣洁的弟兄,
partakers of the heavenly calling.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄,
it doesn't suggest that they have attained that heavenly calling.
这个不是告诉我们,他已经达到那个蒙天召的地步。
But they have that as holy brethren.
啊, 但他有这个呼召, 以至他能够成为圣洁的弟兄,
there must be, and there's intended to be, a moving up from the level in which we are born to the heights to which we are brought.
他们应该被期望,是从他们重生之后,一路升提升到那个投生的地步。
In the epistle to the Hebrews,
啊, 对希伯来的信徒,
we see a very definite ascending. From children to sons.
啊, 由小孩子,
there is a difference between a child and a son.
啊, 小孩子和儿子,
I think I've mentioned this before.
啊,
among the Greeks, when there was a male child born,
啊,在希臘人的当中,当他们一个男婴生出来的时候,
that little child, a male child, would be called a son.
啊,那个,啊,是男婴,就称为儿子,
but not among the Hebrew people.
啊,但是在希伯来人里面,
among the Hebrews, they never said of a male baby, son, they said child.
他们从来都不会叫一个出生出世的男婴做儿子,他们只叫他做孩子。
But there was a certain period when they were recognized as having come to adulthood.
但到某个地步,他们就会被承认他们已经长大成人了。
Among the Jews, that is around 13 or 14 years of age.
在犹太人当中,大概13岁,14岁的时候,
when they have a celebration, they call it Bar Mitzvah.
啊,他们有一个这样的庆祝,
it's when the boy has now grown.
啊,他意思就说,这个男孩子已经长大了,
attained a degree of maturity.
啊,已经达到某一个程度的成熟,
and on that particular day, he is allowed to read the scriptures.
啊,在那个特别那天,
and he is regarded now as mature.
啊,他现在,他就要被,啊,当做是成熟了。
Now of course, it's the ambition or the great desire of every parent that the son of the boy should become a son.
啊,当然这个是每一个父母,啊,他的期望和野心,是他的儿,他的小孩子成为一个儿子。
That the boy should graduate to sonship.
啊,这个小孩子,好像说,真的要毕业,要成为一个儿子。
That means attain a maturity which can the father can appreciate and make use of.
啊,换个意思就是,父亲能够使这个儿子已经达到某个程度的成熟,能够使用这个儿子了。
I may have mentioned this, I'm not sure. But I remember so well a day when Father took my brother and I aside.
我記得很清楚有一天,我的父親怎樣把我和我的哥哥叫在一起,
that he had a problem and he wanted our advice.
他有一個問題,
what should he do?
我應該怎樣做呢?
Someone had come to him in trouble.
有一個人,他有困難,有難處,他來找我爸爸,
Father wasn't sure what he should do.
我爸爸不知道他應該怎樣做,
so he said, what should I do, boys?
他就跟我們說,兒子啊,
well, we said, Father, the scripture says, give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, do not turn away.
我們就跟他說,爸爸,聖經這樣說,有人如果問你借貸的時候,你不要推遲,你就借給他。
That may sound a bit pompous for youngsters.
或者當年輕人這樣說話,或者有點太過了。
But it did, of course, express a degree of maturity.
但那裡,總理那裡是表達出某個程度的成熟。
We had read the word.
我們讀過神的話,
knew what the Bible said.
我們知道聖經說什麼,
and knew what advice was given for those who came in need to us.
我們知道聖經怎樣教導我們,當人有需要來到找我們的時候,應該怎樣去處理。
But I thought, my, how wonderful, Father asking us for advice.
但我覺得,真是很特別,我的爸爸竟然問我,問我拿意見。
Father taking us into his confidence in partnership with him.
我的父親是將我的信心放在我們那裡,要跟我們來到好像做partner一樣。
Well, that's what every businessman looks forward to.
是不是每一個做生意的人都想能夠有人跟他合夥來做呢?
If any of you are in business,
如果你當中有人是做生意的,
and you've got a boy,
是一個兒子,
you're looking forward to the time when, having come to maturity or come to manhood, he becomes your partner.
你實在很期望你的兒子長大成熟能夠跟你做夥伴呢?
That's what our Heavenly Father looks forward to.
這個我們天父都是這樣來期望在我們身上。
Not only that we should be sons,
不單止我們作兒子,
but should be partners with him.
是的,我們能夠跟他做夥伴。
That we can really move together.
是的,我們能夠一同地來到運行,一同地行走。
Now, that is largely the subject of Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews.
这个就是希伯来书,主要的内容的中心。
We began to touch upon it when I was here last time.
上次我来的时候,稍微跟大家提到一点。
But recently, I've been caught up with this expression, the church of the firstborn.
但最近我被一个这样的名词来找住, 就是教会,就是那个神的长子。
And what is shown to us here about the church in that remark?
在这里给我们怎样看见,当圣经里面这样提到教会的时候,
that the church has attained spiritual altitude.
那么教会能够达到属灵的高峰,
because it's not the Sinai,
因为不是西乃山,
it's the Jerusalem or Zion.
这个锡安山是耶路撒冷。
In Galatians we read about Jerusalem below.
在加拉太书,我们读到地上的耶路撒冷。
And the equivalent, it says, to Sinai.
他说那个就是跟西乃山是相同。
But in the same reference,
同一个是加拉太书的那里,
the apostle speaks about the Jerusalem above.
在那里使徒就讲到天上的耶路撒冷。
We are meant to move from the earthly to the heavenly.
我们应该从地上的来到天上的。
We're not naturally fitted for that.
我们竟然完全不适合做这个。
But that's what the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit, undertakes to do for us.
所以我们的父神要透过他的儿子和圣灵在我们里面所作的。
And we read in Hebrews about many sons for glory.
在我们书里读到要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
That's the real message in the epistle to the Hebrews.
另外,希伯来书真正的信息,
in chapter 2,
希伯来书第二章,
and verse 10, what does it say?
第十节,那里说什么呢?
Referring first to Jesus,
先来说到我们的主耶稣,
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
希伯来书第二章第十节.
For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, to bring many sons unto glory.
原来那为万物所属万物所本的, 要令许多的儿子尽荣耀里去.
What glory?
乜嘢嘅荣耀啊?
The glory of the world to come.
这个是将来来的那个世界的荣耀.
That's the great ministry of our blessed Lord.
这个是我们的主,我们那个蒙福的主,他的职事.
It says here, he's the captain of their salvation, perfected through suffering.
他说我们的主是救我们的元帅,
not that Jesus was imperfect at any time.
不是说我们的主在任何时间是不完全,
but in this particular ministry of his perfections are brought out.
但在这个很特别的职事里面,他的原理就能够被带显出来了。
And what is his ministry?
他的职事是什么?
Bringing many sons to glory.
他的职事就是将很多的儿子带到荣耀里。
Translating from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
将我们从黑暗的权势来到进到他的爱子的角度。
This is his present work.
这个他现在所做的工作。
For us individually.
无论我们个别身上,
and for us as the church.
作为整个教会。
So that is why it's put here, the church of the firstborn
son.
If we're going to attain to that spiritual elevation appointed for us, chosen for us, and calling us to, we've got to give special attention to what we're told about Jesus, and what he has said by coming out to us, and how he provides for us. Because two features are represented here. Partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession.
在第三章的第一节,那个说,从蒙天召圣经的弟兄啊, 你们应当思想我们所认为是这位大祭司的耶稣。
The apostle is one who comes out to speak. Apostle means sent one. And referring to Jesus as the apostle, he has come out to speak. He's come out from the presence of the Father, here to speak among men, among us. Don't turn aside, don't forget to give attention to the one that speaks. What did he say? I am the truth. You can trust me, I am the truth.
我是真理,你要信靠我。
Completely transparent, you can see the reality of what I say.
完全的透明的,你能够看见我所说的话。
And what did he say to his disciples?
他怎么跟他的门徒说呢?
Not only what I reminded you of, I will not leave you comfortless, I will not leave you orphans.
不单是好像我跟你说的,我不会撇下你为孤儿,不理你。
Before he left his disciples to return to the Father after his resurrection, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, when I come again, I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, where did he go to after he'd made purification for our sins? It says in Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 1 verse 3, I think.
希望是第一章的第三节,
having made purification for sin, he ascended to the right hand of the majesty on high. The right hand of the Majesty on high. There's no better place than that. There's no greater nearness to the Father than that. That's His choice in calling for us. Partakers of a heavenly calling. And how is the right hand of the Father expressed in the epistle to the Hebrews? As the most holy place. You know there was the holy place. There was the outer court. The tabernacle arrangement in the wilderness. Had three sections. The outer court. And then the holy place. But beyond that, behind the veil, was the most holy place. And that's the place that our Lord returned to. He vacated it for a time in order to rescue us. And to translate us from the darkness of this present world. To the glory and wonder of the world to come. The most holy place is spoken about very much in the epistle to the Hebrews. And the Lord has opened it for us.
It
says it's a new and a living way. In chapter 10. What do we read? Hebrews chapter
10.
Speaking about the most holy place. See what it says in verse
19.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
弟兄们,我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所,且藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,从幔子经过,这幔子就是他的身体。
See, between the holy and the most holy, there was this curtain.
在这个圣所和至圣所之间,有这个幔子。
It was a very thick curtain.
这个很厚的幔子。
A very beautiful curtain. But what happened when Jesus died? When he declared, all is finished. What happened? That was torn from the top to the bottom. Not from the bottom to the top. God did it. From the top to the bottom. This is what was accomplished by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He opened the way. What did it say about that veil? That veil was a figure of his flesh. Figure of his flesh. And that was torn. Couldn't mean. How could that be torn if that's a figure of his flesh? It did express, of course, the perfections of his flesh. But all flesh, even good flesh, has to be set aside. There has to be the rent veil. Some people, some believers, attain a degree of satisfaction. Oh, I'm fairly good. I'm good enough. No.
My.
Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Have no confidence in the flesh. It's only by the Spirit regenerating, renewing, changing, that we can enter the most holy. Well, it says here, the way has been opened, a new and a living way. Before that, before the death of Christ and the rending of the veil, the high priest with blood could just push aside a curtain at the side and go in. Veil hadn't been rent. And only the high priest on one day, the Passover day, could go in, or the Day of Atonement could go in. But now, through the death of Jesus, the atoning death for us all, there's a new and a living way. Not only for us individuals, but for the church. And we can therefore demonstrate the privilege of the firstborn sons. Now, in this epistle to the Hebrews, of course, we find this reference to failure and evidence of the father's disappointment. That's why even Israel's history is used as an example to illustrate what God wants to say to us. And in the earlier chapters, you can see the reference to Israel's history. What does it say in chapter 6?
verse 4 to verse 6. 若是離棄道理,就不能叫他們重新懊悔了,因為他們把神的兒子重釘十字架,明明的羞辱他。
We were referring yesterday
昨天我們提過,
to the failure, the disappointment,
以色列人的失敗, 從神的失望,
on the part of God's people,
在神的百姓的身上,
that though they came out of Egypt,
雖然他們出了埃及,
they did not enter into the land. They perished in the wilderness. And a similar thing is referred to here. They were wonderfully blessed. They had real experiences of the Lord and the Spirit. And yet, they didn't get through. What a disappointment regarding the firstborn. You know what happened in Egypt? When all the firstborn of Egypt were slain one night, what a bitter cry there was. That was the last thing that happened in Egypt for the release of God's people. The firstborn of every house, every family died that night. A great cry. Firstborn. If it had been any other child, there wouldn't have been the same lamentation. But the firstborn in Egypt had the rights of the firstborn. Now a similar thing, of course, happened here. Referred to in Hebrews chapter
12.
What does it say about Esau? Esau is in looking, chapter 12, verse 15.
恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们，既因此叫众人沾染污秽，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗愚兽的，他一点食物，把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父的祝福，却竟被弃绝，虽然号哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
This is the possible calamity that can occur to the individual and can occur to the corporate body, the church.
It
says here, looking diligently, lest any man fall or fail of the grace of God. And Esau is quoted as reference. Esau was the firstborn. He had the inheritance. But it says he despised his inheritance. He favored a pot of soup. He was hungry. He put the body first instead of the spirit. And he gave away his birthright. Of course, there was another occurrence of that kind. In the first book of Chronicles. First book of Chronicles, chapter 5. Verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph.
历代志上第五章的第一节的上半节，以色列的长子原是流便，因他污秽了父亲的床。
Here, Reuben, who spoke so wonderfully, courageously, about his firstborn in Genesis, has forfeited his rights as the birthright, as the firstborn. How sad when there's such a high destiny appointed. The glory of the world to come. Before us as heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. How sorrowful if the firstborn forfeits his birthright. But our reference this morning with which we started in Hebrews chapter 12 is really a wonderful acclamation of success, victory. Not Sinai, we've not come to Sinai. That was the time of the law, the giving of the law. Reference to failure and judgment. But to Mount Zion. This is a height, this is higher, this is heavenly. To the church of the firstborn. Oh, the church has a destiny. Holy brethren, of course it's plural, not singular. It does have application to every one of us individually. But it's also the privilege of the church. It has a high calling. What did Jesus say? I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. What does that suggest? The church has reigning authority. The church of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only wonderfully invested with his virtues and graces, is given authority too. And that is forecast when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Now we do find, of course, the gates of Hades are prevailing against the church. And that is why we have so much exhortation and warning. And so much examples by which we can learn. But here, in the end, it is victory. Oh, let us apprehend that. Let us lay hold of the victory that is before us. And the victory for which we are enabled. That we shall not fall short. Hebrews is very much exercised on this whole question. Of growing up, moving on from sonship, from childhood to sonship rather, and attaining to the holiest place where God has appointed us. Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling. Consider the apostle. Do pay attention to what the apostle says. You know, the epistle to the Hebrews, our Bibles may say, the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews. And some not satisfied with that have said the epistle of Barnabas. There's no question about who the apostle is in this epistle. It is the Son. God who spoke by other means in time past. Chapter 1. And verse 1, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the prophets by the unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So it's to him we must give particular attention. It must be important if he's the apostle of this epistle. The greatness of the person indicates the importance of the message. And so we must give particular attention to what he said.
特别留意这个所说的说话,
lest we do not attain to our high calling.
以致我们免得我们不能够达到那个很高的呼召。
But we must, by listening to him,
我一定要听他,
by learning of him,
透过学习他,
attain a maturity, a maturity represented by sons.
要达到那个成熟,
God wants us to know him,
神想我们认识他,
to know him better than we do,
认识他,
to know his purpose for our future,
认识他为我们将来的目的,
not just his provision for the present, but what we can count upon, whatever our trials or difficulties may be, his provision for our future, so that we reach the end, we reach the goal, as individuals, but also regarding the body, the church. Because we are all bundled together in one purpose of God. To glorify his own name by bringing us into the glory that he has proposed. So read this epistle with care. See, there's something very solemn here in chapter 10.
在第十章有些很严肃的说话。
What does it say?
它说什么呢?
Verse 26. No. If any man sin willfully, it says, if any man sin willfully, if you sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
第十六节第十章的第十节，因为我们得知道，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
But a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries.
唯有静静等候审判和那消灭罪的人的烈火。
There's no let off if we willfully sin.
如果我们故意犯罪，那就不会说放纵你走的。
You say, well, don't understand that.
我不明白这个。
Well, we may not.
或者我们不明白。
But it's there.
但圣经是这样说的。
It's written down.
是写得很清楚的。
You see, when those foolish virgins,
当那些愚昧的童女,
were absent when the bridegroom arrived,
当那个新郎来的时候,
and they were shut out into outer darkness,
他就被赶出了门外，没跟入去，喺外边嘅黑暗。
And we're told that there was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他们说他们就哀哭切齿了。
Say, well, what's that mean?
那什么意思啊？
I don't fully understand myself, but I believe what it says.
我都不能够完全地明白，但我相信神嘅所讲嘅话。
And that's what we've got to realize.
呢个我哋要知道噶。
The Bible means what it says, or God means what he says when he speaks here. We can't change his word. If we try it, to our ruin.
It
says, no more sacrifice for sin. Now we should notice in Hebrew, in Leviticus chapter
4,
we're given details of the sin offering. What is it for? Those who have sinned unintentionally. The sin offering, the sacrifice of our Lord as a sin offering, was for those who had sinned unintentionally.
我们的主耶稣为我们所献的赎罪祭，那为着那些犯错的，他不知道犯错的。
There in Leviticus chapter 4,
在你们记第四章,
said it might be a priest,
或者一个祭司,
or it might be the congregation,
无论是大会中的祭司,
might be a ruler,
或者是首领,
or it might be an individual,
或者是一个普通的人,
but it's for those who have sinned unintentionally.
但是那些人不知道犯错的,
in other words, ignorant of it being sin.
换句话来说,他不知道那些是罪,
that's for whom the sin sacrifice is available.
那为什么那些他不知道犯错的,那些有赎罪祭为他预备,
not for those who know what's wrong and do it.
那不是为什么那些明知都是故犯的,
who sin willfully.
故意的犯罪.
Now that stung me when I read that and understood it that way.
当我这样读,这样明白的时候,就叫我很震惊的。
Because, as I told you, one man said, I sin, repent, and sin again.
因为我曾经跟你说过,有人说我犯罪,我又悔改,又犯罪,又悔改。
Which is the history of many.
这个是很多人的历史。
Many even who say they're believers.
有很多甚至信徒都是这样做。
They're sinning, they're knowingly doing what is wrong.
他们活在罪的里面,他们明知是罪,他们都是活在罪的里面。
It says, for such, there is no further sacrifice for sin. So, don't let us try to change or alter the attitude of God to the guilty. His sacrifice for us at Calvary is indeed to deal with sin and guilt. What's the difference between sin and guilt? Sin is the action, and guilt is doing it, being responsible for doing it.
那个内疚就是你是负责,你是有责任的,你是犯了那个罪。
The sin sacrifice of Calvary,
在加勒山的那个赎罪祭,
is to cover all that,
是为了我们遮盖所有的那些,
to put things right between us and God,
将我们与神是交正的关系。
But that does not entice us to be forgiven if we sin willfully.
但这个不是引诱我们,叫我们去明知都故犯。
Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
同王天照圣洁的弟兄,
no man except he be holy shall see the Lord.
没人若不是圣洁,就不能见神。
That's what it says here in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14.
在希伯来书12章14节就这样讲。
What does it say?
他都说什么呢?
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
第十四节,你们要追求与众人和睦,并要追求圣洁,非圣洁没有人能见主。
Now we do speak rather freely about people going to heaven and seeing the Lord.
我有时很释放,很自由地说,人能够 去天堂见到我们的主,
but we do have to take into account this verse.
但我们都要留意这节圣经,
without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
非圣洁,没有人能见主。
Now just think, if I got suddenly into his presence,
因为突然间进到他的同在的面前,
and I wasn't holy as he is holy,
我们不是圣洁,但他是圣洁的。
How awful that would be.
那个可怕呢?
It'd be hell instead of heaven.
那个成为地狱,不是成为天堂。
To be in the presence of the unspeakably holy.
在那个,是我们说不出的圣洁的神的面前。
If I had not become partaker of his holiness,
如果我不是跟他的圣洁有份。
So it's important for us to take this scripture to our own hearts and experience.
所以我们需要将神的话来到接近我们的心里面,成为我们的经验。
Otherwise, we fall short.
如果不是,我们就亏缺了。
What did the apostle pray?
使徒怎么祈祷呢?
That he might attain unto that for which God had called him. In Ephesians chapter
3,
what does he say?
他說什麼呢?
Ephesians chapter 3, verse
10.
Ephesians
3,
verse
10.
That I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be conformed unto his death. Philippians chapter
3
verse
10.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that by I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended of Christ Jesus.
第十一節和第十二節,
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
弟兄們,
but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
就算忘記背後努力面前的向著標竿直跑以得神在基督耶穌裡從上面召我來得的獎賞.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded.
所以我們中間凡是完全人,
see, Paul is wanting to be identified, wanted to be involved in the first resurrection.
啊,本來我是想,
is there more than one?
是不是當我一次呢?
Yes, there's more than one resurrection.
我是當我一次的復活,
when Jesus returns,
啊,當主回來的時候,
that's the first resurrection.
啊,本來第一次的復活,
graves are going to be opened.
啊,神母是打開,
and those that are alive and remain,
啊,那些仍然活著留在那裡的,
and caught up, meet him in the air,
是被提到他那裡了,
and to come quickly with him.
是跟他一起的回來,
there are some women referred to in Hebrews chapter 12 and chapter
11. 希望是神已將他提到那些婦人,
who prepared to suffer even unto death than to miss the first or the best resurrection.
是他情願死, 啊,而不错,
because if you read about that first resurrection in Revelation chapter
20,
you find those that were not raised then remain in the graves, they miss the glorious thousand-year reign of our Lord Jesus. When the general resurrection comes, they say, oh, now we're going to have a thousand years reign with Christ. No, you're not, you missed it.
Oh,
missed it?
错过了?
Yes.
是啊,
you were not first, you were not pressing for the first resurrection.
是啊,
you didn't make holiness, attainment of holiness, your objective.
你没有达到圣洁,
you thought God could be satisfied with something less.
你以为神满足一些更少的东西?
No, no. You missed the millennium.
你错过了千禧年了.
Well, dear brothers and sisters,
啊,親愛的弟兄姊妹,
you may not have understood half I've said.
或者你不明白我所說的,
not attributing ignorance to you, but limitations to myself.
啊,不是你有限制,
but just read your Bible.
啊,讀你的聖經,
and read these portions particularly.
啊,特別讀這些聖經,
Because you have a high calling.
因为你一个很高的呼召.
There's nothing better than that.
他没有人比这个更好的.
The most holy place which is now open to us all.
这个至圣所为我们打开了.
Is not reached if we don't enter.
如果我们不进去，我们就不会进去啊.
And enjoy some experience of it even now.
甚至现在，我们都能够来到享用嗰个嘅经历.
That all the gold is purified.
嗰个意思就系所有嘅金都能够被炼净.
All the good is made better.
嗰啲更好嘅意思系更好.
And we are suited to our high calling.
以致我哋能够配得上嗰个好高嘅呼召.
Read your Bibles.
读你嘅圣经.
Read Revelation chapter 20.
读启示录第二十章.
From verse 4 to verse 6.
嗱，第4节至第6节.
This is a helpful section.
这是一个很有盼望的一段圣经.
Only a few verses, but telling us about that glorious kingdom.
虽然是几节的经文，但讲我们讲个荣耀的国度.
Which is most holy and which God intends us all to know and enjoy.
那个是至圣的，是荣耀的，是神愿意想我们都能够享用的.
Amen.
Amen.
You pray.
主，我们为着顶俾我们嘅今日嘅说话，我哋一面感谢，一面我哋继续嘅仰望你。只因为你俾我哋嘅实在系好高好高。 主，我哋知道又唔系圣灵，但系我哋心中嘅眼睛，我哋唔会睇到，我哋会摸得着。我哋都为着顶能够真系好直嘅，将圣经警告我哋嘅说话嚟到，真系嚟到同我哋讲。主，我哋知道我哋人系唔会中意听嘅，肉体系唔会中意听嘅。但系主，我哋求，主你嘅话能够炼净你嘅教会。我哋求一面你俾我哋睇见，你俾我哋嘅呼召系何等嘅高。 只系嗰个系值得我哋，值得我哋定义嚟到去追求嘅。嗰个系就系值得我哋嚟到真系放下一切嚟到去追求嘅，因为嗰个系一个天照，系至高嘅，系至好嘅，系永远嘅。哦，主，我哋实实诚诚，我哋讲唔到，我哋诚诚，我哋未必能够明白，我哋未必能够掌握到。但系主，我哋求你嘅圣灵能够将呢啲向我哋打开，知道今日你呼召我哋，唔系只系叫我哋紧紧得救，你呼召我哋，唔系只系叫我哋紧紧嘅能够系真系。 系免地狱嘅火，主我哋求你俾我哋睇见，你要与我哋与你一同作王，你要教会作你嘅辛苦，你要教会同你一同坐喺宝座上边嚟到作王。哦，主我哋求你，你俾我哋睇见，唔单止我哋个别，而系教会，你要嘅系辛苦，你爱嘅系你嘅辛苦，你系为你嘅教会嚟到舍命，你系爱教会为教会嚟到舍命。哦，主我哋感谢你，今日你系藉着道，藉用水藉着道。 嚟到洁净呢个教会，以致呢个教会成为无咎民玷污疾类等病嘅，能够配得过作你嘅辛苦，能够配得过同你坐喺宝座嘅上边。哦，主我哋求你，你自己嘅话能够找住我哋，能够摸到我哋，以致我哋唔系胡混混过完我哋一生，唔系我哋无谓过完我哋一生。我哋求你怜悯，年青人我哋都求你怜悯。 我哋求你打开佢哋心中眼睛，叫佢哋睇见属天属灵嘅嘢。我哋求你怜悯教会，怜悯喺呢度，主你从粪堆从淤泥嚟到兴起嘅见证。我哋承认我哋唔配，我哋够唔上。但主，你系俾我哋有长子嘅名分，你俾我哋系能够成为系诸长子之会。主你俾我哋有份，主我哋求你，你叫我哋唔好似以扫，我哋轻看。主你怜悯我哋，我哋咁样将我哋今朝嘅信息。 我哋再一次交俾你，我哋知道弟兄要离开我哋，但主我哋知道弟兄留下好高好高嘅话俾我哋。主我哋承认我哋唔配，我哋真系唔配。